Fortunately, BB couldn't afford Leo's room and board for one night in Memphis, so he didn't pursue the opportunity. But back in the day when BB was a DJ at WDIE, one of the first owned black radio stations in America, that radio station is still up and running. The DJs didn't have the luxury as they do now to put in a CD or a tape to play their commercials. The DJs had to write their own jingles and perform their own jingles to show gratitude for some of the sponsors.